The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Jimmy from the Hard Rock. Here it is, baby.
You don't care for me. I don't know care about that. You got a new fool. Ha, I'd like to laugh at. I have only one a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
So we're broadcasting from the Hard Rock, the Hard Rock Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We're here for law enforcement against drugs. But yeah, let it go, Al. Come on, rip that up, because Jimmy's all over the Hard Rock, my brother. Here we go. Here we go.
Listen here, baby.
Stop acting so crazy.
Stop acting so crazy.
So I went into the art shop down here, and I saw, I'm going to post this right now on Twitter. So I saw a great Jimi Hendrix painting. Oh, beautiful Jimi Hendrix. I said, oh, my son, we admire the prowess of Jimi Hendrix. I love the music of Jimi Hendrix. It was like $5,000 for the painting, you know? And I'm going like, oh, great. I said, cheaper to buy a guitar down here, you know? But the legacy of Hendrix. So thank you, Al, for putting that on. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio from the Hard Rock for law enforcement against drugs. Very proud to be here. Police going into classrooms, going to, and I love the logo, on the street and in the classroom. That's exactly what these law enforcement officials are doing all across the United States of America. So we have almost in 30 cities already. This is just, you know, I tell you, what's happening with LEAD is just exploding all around the country, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And we appreciate you listening, and that's why we're down here at the seminar for LEAD. But I just want to tell you, before we get into the local news of the day here in Atlantic City, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died. And that broke actually last hour. He came to power following the assassination of then-President Anwar Sadat, you remember, 1981. And Mubarak was 91 years old, passed away. The president's trip, he's winding down, coming home from India, crushed it in India. I'm telling you, it was, I posted at Twitter, at Jersey Joe Piscopo. If you go on, you will see CNN accolades to President Trump and Melania for the trip with Prime Minister Modi in India. Just, and it's exciting to see. It's okay to be positive. You see, CNN, you can do that if you want. All right, so we get it. And now we have got more debates tonight, the Democratic debates. Oh, my gosh, Mike Bloomberg, what's Mike Bloomberg going to do? And then, of course, you got South Carolina. You got the primaries of South Carolina. That is on Saturday, so it's nonstop action. It's Piscopo, and I have a longtime friend sitting next to me that I ran into yesterday. We had a great dinner with all the folks from LEAD, and he's here supporting law enforcement, as he always does. He's the mayor of one of the most beautiful towns you will ever see in Hope. It's called Hope, New Jersey. Hope, that was, I love just the name of that town. And Tim McDonough. Mr. Mayor, welcome back, man.
Nice to be here, Joe. Yeah, good Tim, to see you, as always.
You know what? You are so connected politically, but you are to be 30 years mayor of Hope, New Jersey, which is an idyllic, beautiful town. And what county technically is that?
So that's Warren County.
Yeah.
Northern Warren
County. That's not too far from me in Hunterdon. It's right
not
over there.
Nope.
Right there. Where did
minutes.
We go? I did an event there. Remember, I went up to that beautiful little...
And at Milroy's Pond.
Yeah.
You did an event there. Yes, you did.
It was great,
yes.
Man.
Yep.
So now I got to ask you, first of all, we have a school, West Essex connection, right?
That's exactly right.
With the family, with the McDonough family. You were just saying we used to practice. Was it in your basement that we practiced?
Basement in Essex Fells. Joe Piscopo, my brother, and a couple others.
Kevin.
That's where it all
Kevin.
Started. It all started.
Down there making a lot of noise in eighth grade.
A lot of noise.
Essex,
good noise.
Yeah. So, first of all, before we get into New Jersey politics, yourself, you are connected. Can you talk about your connection with with the Jets and with the president. And because I'm telling you, you're the mayor of a very beautiful town, but you are the most connected cat in New Jersey that I know. So I wanted to kind of pick your brain, if I may, about politics and what's happening with the gubernatorial race coming up. But first, your connection with the Jets.
Sure, yeah. And first of all, Joe, thank you for being here. Your support of law enforcement is unbelievable. It's non-wavering.
Thank you.
You're moving forward with the LEAD, which Hope Township is a LEAD city now. We have a LEAD officer in our school. It's a great organization. We need to do everything we can to keep kids off it. And your friend and the way that we became friends, my brother John, was, and I don't talk about this very much, but actually passed away as a result of opioid abuse. So we know somebody, you do, everybody does.
Yeah,
so it's very, very important thing to
he
do.
He was so young, too.
Yeah,
he was
one of the top sports directors in the country, won four Emmys, and you know, where did it go? It went uphill. So anyway, we're trying to stop those from coming, and you have been right out in front.
Yeah,
thank you so much for all that you do.
You put the police officers, just to, before we get back to you, Tim McDonough, the police officer is in the classroom. I love that.
Yes, he is. And that's, and I got to give this, New Jersey State Police, we don't have our own police force. There are 80-some towns in the state of New Jersey that depend on the New Jersey State Police, who do an incredible job.
Yeah.
You know that, Joe.
Yes, sir.
And they have trained their police officers in the LEAD curriculum, and they are in our school. And I'm telling you today that my daughter, our daughter, who's in her 30s, is drug-free and alcohol-free because of her of back then it was DARE, now it's LEAD, but the in-classroom that the law officers can provide that kind of direction and instruction is so important.
It really is, and you do it great. So how did you know Woody Johnson? How do you know the Jets, and do you consult with them, your official title with the Jets?
Well, I do political and lobbying for them, and I'm one of the legislative consultants. We've always got something going in New Jersey that affects not only the Jets, but the Giants, the Devils, other teams as well. But I was actually hired back when they were building the new stadium. Got to know Woody Johnson, who is a wonderful human being.
He's a great guy, man.
Yeah, he really is. He's serving our country right now over in Great Britain at a time that's very crucial, and he has done an outstanding job. The Britons love him from the Queen on down. He and the Queen have gotten to be good friends. And obviously, Trump loves him. That's a key position when you look at it. The ambassador to Great Britain, but he's going to be there. It looks like for 4 years, and that doesn't happen very often. But so that translates into trying to help the Jets and work with elected officials, which the Jets understand. You got to work with elected officials and help them and get them involved. We have an incredible asset, that stadium and football players. You see it. We take football players into local schools. The kids go crazy. They look up to them, you know, as role models, and we need to continue to do more of that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's kind of thing I do and help with the Jets.
And you were at the White House just the other day.
At the White House the other day, going back again this week.
Can you tell us story what you told me last night? That was hysterical.
Yeah, so we went to the, invited some mayors, and the president signed a piece of legislation which was going to allow states to get money, grants, to harden, you know, houses of faith and worship against terrorism. So he signed that, and he knew that I happened to head up the New Jersey League of Municipalities Hometown Security Task Force, working between the state police, Office of Homeland Security, and mayors. So I was invited.
Which is a huge responsibility.
It's a very important one, especially these days. Invited there, so he gives a little speech, and he moves over to his table and is getting ready to sign the piece of legislation. And I'm standing down there, and the president looks at me and says, "Hey, he's a Jersey guy. Get him up here. I've known him for too long. Get him up here." So it brought me up, and I stood next to him.
Great.
So
it was great picture, cool. Man. Yeah, that's a great shot.
It wasn't. He actually tweeted it out on his own.
He did. Yeah, I saw it. Tim McDonough, mayor of Hope Township, but doing a lot. And I have to ask you, and the gubernatorial race coming up now. First of all, Governor Murphy's doing okay. You know the inside line. Can you tell us, without breaking confidences, because you were on the phone with the governor yesterday, and we wish Governor Murphy all the best, but apparently there's a they found something in a CAT scan on his kidney. Could you tell us more about the governor's condition?
I talked to the governor. I don't know anything more than anybody else does in the paper, but I'm a cancer survivor myself, as you know, Joe.
Yeah,
so
man.
I called him just to give him you know, my thinking and how I've come through it, and because it's scary,
yeah,
especially that particular cancer. So we talked about it a little bit, but he is extremely optimistic about it. He's getting very good doctor's help, and they're convinced that even though 90% of these growths that are on the kidney are malignant, that they're going to get it early enough, and he won't have to undergo chemotherapy. Thank God, be on his way. So our thoughts and prayers are certainly with the governor.
You said when you had your cancer, you said you would never deal with chemo again. And Al, back in New York, he's a cancer hero, man. He fought and he's doing great and is totally recovered. But he says the same thing. He came in every morning. He was grumpy as ever, right, Frankie? Al was like grumpy as ever, but he came in, man. But that chemo, some people just say, I can't do the chemo anymore, right?
Now, I don't want to scare people away because it does help a lot of people. It helped me.
And this was 15 years ago. Hopefully, yes, it's gotten better.
Yeah, it's gotten better. But cancer-free.
But when you had it 15 years ago, it's like you just didn't want any more chemo.
No. I mean, sometimes, you know, people say that the chemo is worse than the disease itself.
Yeah.
You know, but it does, obviously it works, they keep doing it, but it affects people different ways. I lost a lot of weight and lost all my drive, but here I am, back here on the Joe Piscopo Show.
I'm glad, we're talking with Tim McDonough, and he's the beautiful town in Jersey, Hope Township, and he's the mayor there, and I've known him, he's a family friend. But I want to also talk to you about, and this is, you're here, and thanks for all the information you're giving us, the gubernatorial race on the Republican side, what do we do? I'm going to break it down, I'll be honest as I can. And I know you can listen to a lot of the Jersey stations, but we get the inside line. The man next to me here, Tim McDonough, has more inside knowledge about New Jersey politics than anyone I've ever met. I'm telling you, this guy, he's a docile, nice guy, family friend, but he is so, I use the word powerful, because you know everybody. Jack Cittarelli wants to go in. And my friend John Bramnick, leader on the GOP side, who I love. John's a personal friend. There's some other people that want to go in.
Doug Steinhardt.
But can anybody, who's the head of the Republican Party, can anybody win on the Republican side in New Jersey? Number one. And number two, Tim, they don't want to support President Trump. And I went to Wildwood. You know why I went to Wildwood? And my boss said, no, you shouldn't go. I said, let me go. I just want to go and get a feel for it because I want to see Jersey's reaction. We don't care about anybody. We're not impressed with anybody. Right here in Atlantic City, people walk by. Joe, how are you? I'm like a cousin. How are you? Good to see you. It's always, we don't get impressed. They were so appreciative of President Trump in New Jersey that the whole tide has turned. Can anyone win on the Republican side running for governor in the state of New Jersey who does not support President Trump?
I don't think so. I think it's, as time goes on, listen, we all don't agree with everything that the president does. He is the president of the United States. He came in saying that he was not going to be your normal president. And listen, he's been very successful in some of the things, and you pointed out the incredible welcome he's getting in India today and yesterday. It's just phenomenal. So, you know, people say, our reputation has gone down.
Yeah.
So you show me what president can put $100,000 in a cricket stadium in India, yelling and screaming. It's still early. And there are a lot of people that are they're walking around, Democrats too, for that matter. But we have a two-party system in the state. Some people don't think we do, but we do. We've had Republican governors for Christie and Christine Todd Whitman. So it's not something that cannot happen. But we've got some time, and we've got hopefully you're going to stay very involved as you have been, and continue to work this and bring people up to speed on what's going on.
Best place in the world, New Jersey, USA, Tim. You know, I know you stayed there and you've dedicated so much of your life to this great state. So we appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks for being the friend, love to the family. You know, and thanks for all you do for the state of New Jersey, brother. And thanks for jumping on air with us, man, and for your support of law enforcement against drugs. God bless you for that.
Yes.
You're a living example as mayor of a great town that brings a police officer into the school systems, and you've seen firsthand how this can change the lives of young children.
Exactly. Thank you, Joe.
We love
you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Love you. Love you, man. Piscopo in the morning. It is already, look at this, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, and Debbie is out there on the roads talking about great Jersey, folks. Debbie Duhame. Michael's beautiful sister right there. Debbie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On the roads on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks a lot, Joe. No problems for you on the Atlantic City Expressway this morning. Moving okay. 195 is moving slowly westbound as you get out toward the area of the Turnpike. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly here out through Upper Freehold with an accident here on 195. It's kind of busy as you head to the inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland, all about 25 to 30 and across the board. 80 East exit 12, an accident still working. It looks like you're moving slowly on the FDR Drive south right through the 70s. Stop and go traffic Van Wyck north into Liberty Ave with an accident cleared out of the way. Westbound BQE still jammed up, getting down toward Metropolitan Ave. Eastbound Gowanus heavy up through the Prospect. We're still seeing some volume on the Wanton northbound getting up toward the southern state. And traffic is moving slowly on 95, the New England Thruway south into Portchester. An accident cleared out in the construction zone. Some rain today on and off, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dan Proft isn't buying what Bloomberg is selling.
Right now, Bloomy has a television audience. Can Caesar Mike translate his television audience into an actual constituency, a political constituency? Not enough money in the world to sell Bloomberg's manure-smelling air freshener.
The Dan Proft Show. Weeknights at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THE ANSWER.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. A sojourn is defined as a temporary stay. It's also the name of an unforgettable restaurant on the Upper East Side. Sojourn combines classic New American cuisine with globally inspired dishes like their house-made gnocchi bolognese, duck confit spring rolls, and braised short rib tacos. Their cheesecake is also to die for. The intimate decor and incredible wine selections are guaranteed to impress. This exciting eatery was voted winner's choice for vibrant bar scene on Manhattan's Open Table. Brunch is every day until 4 p.m., and kitchens open late. Live music every Monday and Wednesday, and a journey happy hour Sunday to Friday from 4:30 to 7 p.m. on select food and wine. The chef at Sojourn formerly worked at 11 Madison and was the chef de cuisine at Philidia. Private events are also available, including a chef's table that can accommodate up to 21 people. Stop by at 244 East 79th Street or call 212-537-7745 for reservations. Ask for Sammy. Tell him Kevin McCullough sent you. You'll want to stay longer at Sojourn.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Here we go. Here we go, baby. Swinging. From Atlantic City, baby.
When the sun starts to shine, leave your worries behind. Down the coastline is where I'll be.
Dave Damiani right here. Here it is.
On the boardwalk in a car. Resorts is where we start. It's where I left my heart. It's AC.
Is that great show? Listen to the guy. Dave Damiani is a young kid from South Jersey. Out in Los Angeles now, dear friend of ours. Sounds great. That's a great song, Frankie Five Boroughs. Thank
you. It's one of my favorites.
You know, thank you, Albert. Thank you. Joe Grano is a dear friend, too. And, you know, I have to say to you listening, kind enough to listen, it's Piscopo down at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City, and we're here for law enforcement against drugs on the street and in the classroom. It's called leaddrugs.org, leaddrugs.org. We want you to go make a donation or be part of the organization here. So I'm bringing some of my friends in on the air so you can get a better feel for that. Also, I like to talk about, at least take a show every now and then to talk about the great state of New Jersey, you know, because I feel there's a shift here happening, and I'm not sure what it is. There's a start with President Trump. After I went to Wildwood and I saw President Trump, I saw that it was like a rock concert, and I could see, well, maybe there's a chance of getting New Jersey back, because we have, at this point, lost it. So I reached out to Joe Grano, but Joe is chairman and he was a Payne Weber. This is the guy, if I could just, and he's a very humble guy, the guy that saved Wall Street with Dick Grasso, with Ken Langone, with Rudolph Giuliani, right after 9/11. And I told you this before, the man sitting next to me is the guy. When they were going to open up the stock market right after 9/11, Joe said, wait till after the weekend, because if you open and we crash, that means they have won. Those terrorists have won. Just wait a little bit. And Joe, in my mind, in the minds of millions of people, saved the United States, saved Wall Street with his blood. No, I'm telling you, he's a humble guy. Plus a Vietnam veteran. You want me to keep going, Joe? You want me to... Come on. He was catastrophically wounded in Vietnam. And I'm telling you what, he's a true American hero. Great to have you here, Joe Grano. And getting right to the point I'm making, you support LEAD. You've always been supportive of law enforcement against drugs.
Oh, no question. This is a war. The opioid epidemic that we have in this nation.
Yeah, man.
They are stealing the soul of our children. And we have to step up and fight this war. Because they are a legacy. There's no question about it.
You know, you and I, we grew up, but what is the lure of the drugs? I was in the 60s, too, brought up, and I remember all the drugs. For some reason, I just never got lured to that. Why now? Why this massive addiction rate now, do you think, Joe?
I think the importers of drugs, the drug pushers, have lowered the price to such an extent that more kids can afford it, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, they'll get them hooked on a pill called an opioid. Painkillers, and get them hooked, and then they go and they graduate from there to heroin. So I think it's a concerted effort to get market share on their perspective, and it's working. Unfortunately, it's working.
Yeah, and you see it from in all walks of life, all economic backgrounds, all schools, all counties, all communities across the great state of New Jersey. How did you find out about LEAD? Because you were at the forefront of this.
Well, originally, I had agreed to go on the board of DARE, which is a competitive organization. I got disenamored with them because they would not measure the efficacy of their programs. New Jersey, the DARE component in New Jersey, was number one in the nation. Well, the head of that, Nick DeMurl, came and solicited me, said, would you come and join us at LEAD, which I did. They have the only accredited curriculum, and it is measured in terms of its efficacy. And that's the only one that I know of in the United States, and now they're in 28 states, over 2,000 schools, over 2,000 policemen and women going into the classroom and teaching the kids the dangers of drugs.
Yeah.
You can't ask for more.
No, it's so true the way they go in there, and all these police officers that we saw when we went in there, all these young guys that are cops, they go and trying to take the kids on the right path. Law enforcement against drugs. And that's why we're down here, by the way. We are here for LEAD at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. Piscopo on the radio. The man next to me is Joe Grano, a true American hero, a dear personal friend. Joe, you're an icon of Wall Street, and we also want to take advantage not only of your expertise with LEAD, but your Wall Street expertise. Yesterday was one of the biggest dips in the history of the stock market. This is all due to the coronavirus now?
Well, yes, that was the catalyst without question. I mean, it's spreading much more quickly than anyone would have anticipated. I mean, a week ago, Italy had 11 cases. Now they have over 200. Over 2,000 people have died. Over 70,000 people have been affected in China. And it's close to becoming a pandemic because it is in penetrating many other countries. So I think the market, which was kind of pricey to begin with, needed a reason to back out. You have to realize that 35% of S&P earnings come from countries outside the United States. So that's going to have an impact because of supply chain at all. You're going to see earnings being impacted in the first, if not the second quarter.
This is temporary, though, you're feeling.
If we get control of the virus
soon,
like in the next, say, 3 months, yeah. I would say yes.
Yeah.
But we already had a frothy market, and it could use a little bit of digestion. So I'm not upset that the market's down. It's back up 150 points today.
Yeah.
But that's minuscule compared to the 1,000-point drop yesterday.
Joe Grano, could this actually be a buying opportunity for investors?
I'm an advocate of buying on the upswing, not on trying to pick the bottom. I think that the way to approach the market is if this continues to drop and we seem to get a bounce that has some sustainability, then yes. And the rule of thumb that I'll give you, if a stock is not good enough to buy, it's not good enough to hold.
Yeah. You can't predict a hero. That's the name of Joe's book. You can't predict a hero. Joe Grano, Wall Street legend, but so supportive and one of the initial folks to step up for law enforcement against drugs, fighting this opioid and all other addictions in our schools. And before we let you go, Joe, and I know you don't like to talk about it, in Vietnam, would you do this for me? Because people said, someone next to us yesterday, last night at dinner, said, what was the best interview you had? And I said, well, I love talking to Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient, David Bolivia, the Medal of Honor recipient, Joe Grano, who was in Vietnam. And you were in, if I may, and stop me if I'm going too personal here, you were in a foxhole, grenade went off, just almost blew up. There we go. Now we got him. That's a law enforcement against drugs making a house call. There it is. We love it. They got all sorts of vehicles here. Did the grenade went off and almost, forgive me, blew off most of your shoulder?
I was almost a double amputee, left arm, left leg, and it was a 105 artillery round.
Legs too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Had 19 broken bones. Had to learn how to walk again.
Was it a grenade? Do you know what it was, a grenade?
A grenade tied next to a 105 artillery round. My point man tripped it. I was in the crater.
He tripped it. It was like a virtual mine.
Yes, absolutely. Booby trap. Yes.
Oh, and then your mind. What goes through your mind? We're so pro-law enforcement. We're pro-military. Goes through your mind? Because you're such a regular guy. We laugh. We have fun. You've been such a mega success on Wall Street. Take us back to, because all our Vietnam veterans never got the respect that they deserve.
Well, that's true. And I think that the kids coming back today are getting respect because of Vietnam veterans. They're saying, we're not going to let this happen again. Look, I spent 2.5 years fighting communism in South America as a Green Beret. Went to Vietnam. Ended up being a captain, company commander of a draftee company. And that's when this happened. And the truth be known, if I had gone into shock like you would expect anyone to do, you'd be calling me righty today. They wanted to take my left arm and left leg, but I didn't. I got angry. The Italian in me came out. And the surgeon came in and said, well, Captain, we're going to take your left arm and possibly your left leg. I said, you're not taking anything. I get to Okinawa. If they have to take it, fine. But he was arrogant. He just came off the beach. So I told my soldiers who ran to the rear area, I said, if he takes anything, kill him. So they locked and loaded. 9 hours later, General says, Joe, could you ask your guys to stand down? They took over the hospital. But if I had gone into shock, you'd be calling me righty today.
That's great, Joe Grano. Joe Grano helping out law enforcement against drugs. You want to read a great book, by the way, and Joe's working on a second book. The first one's a great book, You Can't Predict a Hero, and you hear about his heroic endeavors in Vietnam. Joe, an honor to know you, my friend.
Oh, my pleasure.
We love you, and you are just a legend and a hero to so many of us. And God bless you, Joe Grano. Thank you. Piscopo in the morning, 8:34. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees and 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A wake is being held this afternoon for a New York City firefighter from the Hudson Valley who passed away from 9/11-connected illnesses. Folks will remember Daniel Foley at the Westchester Funeral Home in Eastchester from 3 to 8 p.m. His funeral, 10:30 tomorrow morning at Holy Family Church in New Rochelle. The 46-year-old died this past Saturday from cancer. Fire officials say his brother, also a firefighter, died on 9/11. Police are investigating after a 10-year-old boy was killed by a school bus in Brooklyn this morning. It happened around 6:30 in Wortman Avenue and Crescent Street in East New York. Police say the bus was making a turn when the child walked in front. The boy has yet to be identified. And a developer plans to build two 28-story towers in Jersey City. The towers would be built above the historic Bergen Arches and would be called the Bergen Arch Towers. More than 520 apartment units would be included in the complex, along with office and retail space. A plaza would be developed between the buildings on Hoboken Avenue, west of Central Avenue. In sports, Knicks beaten by the Rockets in Houston 123-112. The Nets led by 13 at the half. Couldn't close out the Magic, though, losing 115-113 in Brooklyn. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goal. Your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking in effect. FDR Drive south in the 70s. It's an accident. Delays back up toward the RFK Bridge. It's busy on the Cross Bronx West at 3rd. A disabled vehicle there. 15 to 20 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway westbound into the area of Lily Pond Ave. Looks like an accident right on that ramp. That's what's slowing you down in that area. Nichols Road heading southbound, getting into the area of Coleman Road. Out in Center Reach, it's an accident as well. Inbound GWB down to 15, Lincoln 30, Holland 30. It's still kind of busy this morning on 21 North up through Newark with an accident cleared. And stop and go on 287 North, exit 2 in Edison with a collision. 78 East, exit 45, an accident getting out towards Summit. And over on 95 South, still busy through Portchester. Some rain today on and off, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Ed, thanks for coming over. Hey, how are you, man? How you doing? Good to see you there. You know Frank Marano, our producer?
Frank, I'm Tom Marinaro.
Hey, Frank, we're going to have you on.
Is that good, Tom? Is that good, Tom? All right, man. Hello?
Yeah, Michael's in Brooklyn. Hi.
Hello, Al.
Hi.
How are you? I miss you.
I don't.
I miss you.
You're not listening. Michael's in Brooklyn, please.
I got 10 people around me.
I know. You got to tell them. I got a show to do.
No, show? What is that? Hey, let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, if I can. Michael's of Brooklyn right there, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Again, one of the five best Italian restaurants. But what I love about Michael's of Brooklyn, the sauce is unbelievable. You know, you say you can't get jarred sauce. People always tell you that. No. They finally found a sauce that, and if you're listening around the country, I'd love you for listening on AM970TheAnswer.com. Go to your supermarket when you're there. Look for Michael's of Brooklyn. We see all those sauces. This is an incredible sauce. And we have Fred and Johnny over there, right? And Michael and Marianne. And I say to Fred, who we adore these guys. They're the best at Michael's of Brooklyn in Brooklyn. I go, how do you make this sauce so good? You know what the answer is? We just do it. They just do it. It's just part of the family heritage at Michael's of Brooklyn. And they make the sauce right there in Brooklyn. And then ship it all around the United States. And then I always tell, if you're in Connecticut, if you're in Jersey, and you're in New York, you owe it to yourself to go to Avenue R in Nostrand, the borough of Brooklyn, New York, and check out Michael's of Brooklyn. It keeps the legacy, the Italian heritage alive, with the cuisine to die for right there. One of the five best Italian restaurants in America, according to the Food Network, by the way. And Michael was so great. I got to give one more plug with Michael when I called him, and I went on Fox Business the other day, and I wanted to get some cannolis over to my friend Judge Knapp as he was sitting in for Kennedy over at Fox Business. And you know what? Michael said, got it, Joe. Done. He sends over cannolis that were spectacular. And the Michaels of Brooklyn. So, a big thank you to young Michael for doing that. It's Michaels of Brooklyn. Proud to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. They've been serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Happening across the nation right now, ADP is helping Party City stores streamline recruiting. Music houses like Squeaky Clean Studios are demoing tracks while ADP helps keep business on track. And ADP helps a small Mexican restaurant keep up with compliance demands. When ADP helps businesses achieve what they're working for, that's newsworthy. HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
There's something we all need to know about Relief Factor, Larry Elder here, and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain. And they've been a consistent sponsor of my show ever since I began doing it on Salem. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may stay for a year or so, sounds like they're doing super, and then boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent, year after year after year. And that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, their shoulder, hip, and knee pain, and they're now in less or no pain at all. Simple as that, it works. And that's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain too. And the first step, order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. So if you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who will happily tell you to give it a try too. And it can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
If you could do one thing that changed you forever, would you? How about something exciting and extraordinary, a bucket list item with years of memories packed into 10 days? Make 2020 a year you'll never forget and join me, Sebastian Gorka, and my friend Mike Lindell on the Stand With Israel tour this December 2nd to 11th, journeying through one of the most politically and spiritually significant places in the world, and you'll see over 40 iconic sites straight from history. For details, visit sebgorka.com and click on the Israel banner.
Joe Piscopo on the radio from Atlantic City, New Jersey. You know, it's shocking that your home can be stolen this easily. I keep telling you about this, and I worry about you, and I worry about myself. And that's why I got home title lock, and I want you to do the same thing. Because this gal, Deborah, listen to this. Can you believe this? I can't believe this happened. She learned when thieves found her home's title online. They forged it, literally took the ownership of her home. Listen to what I'm telling you, please. In an instant, thieves legally owned Deborah's home. She got evicted, spent a fortune in legal fees trying to get it back. Now, the FBI calls this home title fraud, and it is one of the fastest growing crimes in the country. And you know what? You don't want to be next. That's why I urge you to protect the online title to your home with Home Title Lock. See, those legal documents to our homes, they're kept online. I know. I'm not crazy about that either. That's where thieves hunt them down, by the way. They forge the documents stating you sold their home. Then they borrow against your home and stick you with the payments. God forbid that the insurance company or the bank protects you. They do not. Home Title Lock does. You could already be a victim of title fraud and don't know it. Please find out. Register your home like I did at HomeTitleLock.com. Enter Joe, that's me, for 1 month of free protection. Again, enter Joe for 1 month free at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, live from Atlantic City, New Jersey. And if you're broadcasting from New Jersey, it's the law. You have to play some Bruce Springsteen on the radio. You understand these words, right, Frank? Listen. Can you get this one? Listen. Frank's looking. He's got a faraway look in his eyes. Like,
I like the Atlantic City song.
I'm going down. Yeah, hey, okay. Joe on the radio. So you know why I love being down here is because, and I've told you this before, I remember this property, this beautiful property, the Hard Rock, when it was the Taj, and when a citizen Donald J. Trump owned the Taj Mahal, right? So I just before, why I was late on the air, and Al's yelling at me, Joe, you're on there. As a gentleman walked by, and he didn't even look old, that guy. You see that guy? He didn't look old.
No.
He looked 40 years old, man.
You're right.
He says, Joe, I remember you were here performing at the Taj. And I said to him, that's when Donald Trump owned there. He goes, yeah, oh, yeah, it was the Taj and Donald Trump. And I said, Dennis Gomes, right? He goes, yeah, Dennis Gomes. And he goes, yeah, I remember that. That had to be 25 years ago. 25 years, maybe more.
Right.
Maybe 30 years ago.
I think Donald Trump left Atlantic City in 06.
Yeah.
So it certainly would have been
before that.
So, and there is what I'm talking about. People come up to me. I know them. One guy stopped me as I'm walking through, trying to find my way around this beautiful property. Hey, Joe, you know, I know Harry Hurley. You know, Harry is the legendary broadcaster who is a part of this family on our program, too. He broadcasts from Atlantic City. Hey, it's like family down here, and it's great. Fact of the matter is, though, Frankie, what I've never seen and what you've experienced over the last couple of years is this town blossom into a world-class destination.
That's right. Still finally, some improvements that need to be made. You know, as Joe Lupo, the Hard Rock president, pointed out, when you drive out onto Pacific Avenue, there's not even a street sign, right?
That's throughout New Jersey.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of traffic lights that aren't even functioning properly, right? So it's those kind of things that need to be taken care of sooner rather than later. But in terms of economic activity, as you pointed out, not only do you have these casinos, you have Stockton University, you have the gas company, a lot of thriving activity over at the Steel Pier with the second biggest observation wheel in the whole country here in Atlantic City.
Well, where is that now?
Right on the boardwalk.
Steel Pier.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one?
Second biggest. The biggest one is in Vegas. That's the high roller in Las Vegas. And then this is the second biggest.
I saw that yesterday on the Steel Pier.
We tried to build a wheel in Staten Island. We couldn't get it built. Right?
What happened? Yeah, what happened with that? I remember that.
It was a mess. Huh? It was a mess. Not going to happen, unfortunately.
Anthony Catanoso, president and owner of the Steel Pier, is going to join us. Thomas Marinaro, he's the second VP of Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Great guy. Stacey McCormick is here. Stacey actually got me to meet Nick DeMauro at Lead, and then we went to Retro Fitness from there. So it's all good, and it's all family. Frankie, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has died. Just to keep track and running down a quick recap of the news of the day.
Right. So Mubarak, people may remember, he was in charge for decades, a very close ally of the United States. He kind of considered a modern-day pharaoh because he was so autocratic and kind of a dictator. Not kind of. He was a dictator. And he was overthrown in the Arab Spring, he had a very comfortable retirement these last few years, though, and passed away at the age of 91. Then his son, Gamal Mubarak, he was convicted of political corruption as well. It's going to be interesting to see how al-Sisi, the current Egyptian president, recognizes his passing. So we'll see. And it'll also be interesting to see which American statesmen come attend his memorial, because he was a very, very important ally of America for a long time.
And speaking of international politics, the president winding down the trip in India is coming home. I think he's on his way back now. And it was just monumentally. Mm-hmm. It was just revealed. And I got to tell you this, because I don't see enough of it on the news. I don't know if it's the time zone, because, you know, it's like tomorrow or something in India now. And so I ended up, I told you this before, I woke up in the middle of the night. I said, well, let me just see what's happening on the news. And there was President Trump doing a press conference
live.
And it was and it was great to watch. And he was revered. Pictures, gigantic. These pictures I've never seen. I don't know that I've seen anything like this since like JFK, for crying out loud.
Well, look, I mean, there's a lot. Anybody that gets elected president, maybe with the possible exception of George H.W. Bush, they have a flair for using the media and understanding how to use the media.
H.W. didn't know how to do
it. You tell me. You got to meet. He didn't exactly exude charisma on the TV screen. Looking at his watch in the middle of a debate, I don't exactly consider the greatest use of camera presence. Right?
He was an American hero, man.
World War II
fighter pilot. Yep,
amazing.
Great. But I tell you, and I can tell you, when I met him backstage at one of those National Italian American Foundation, foundation events in Washington D.C. and George H.W. Bush comes by, and it was the handshake. He looked scared, like, please don't make fun of me. Then I told you he went on, and he goes to the microphone. He goes, we'd like to thank you, everybody. And he went down the panel. He goes, Joe Piscopo.
Oh my goodness, you must have loved that.
But nowadays, I would have just yelled out. I would have said, Mr. President Piscopo. I don't know if he was trying to be Italian or what, but it was like,
if you look at since the majority of Americans have had a television in their home, which I guess is around the 50s, from post Eisenhower to now, almost every president that's gotten elected, certainly every president that's gotten elected twice, has had an ability to use television and to be a performer on television in a way that resonates with people. Bill Clinton, I Feel Your Pain. Barack Obama certainly made effective use of television. Even George W. Bush, you remember how he used the medium of television not only to get elected, but in the aftermath of September 11th. Donald Trump, I think in part because he was a TV star prior to being elected, nobody knows how to command a television audience better than he does.
Yeah, or put a show together. I remember coming down here to the Taj when we would do, like I told you once, they had his birthday party and they brought a bunch of us in to perform. And we were here and we were told exactly what to do, how to do it. And he was there and we went up and it was great. And always run meticulously.
One story, a very sad story that we do want to mention is a 10-year-old, unfortunately, was killed by a school bus in Brooklyn today. And police are investigating after this 10-year-old was killed by a bus just this morning in Brooklyn. Happened around 6:30 in the morning in the East New York section of Brooklyn. So the boy hasn't yet been identified, but just an extra reminder to be super cautious when you're walking around the streets of New York.
Well said. Frankie Five Boroughs right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Big Al's back in the studio. Debbie is on the roads. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock on the East Coast, live from Atlantic City, New Jersey. Debbie is live from New York, New York. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise this morning?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Just keep in mind, as Frank just mentioned, if you're heading out to Brooklyn and East New York, Wortman Avenue by Crescent Street, you're still going to see that ongoing accident investigation involving that child hit by a bus. Let's see what's happening right now at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. It's 20 minutes getting into town. We're seeing delays on the Staten Island Expressway West, that ramp into Lily Pond Avenue with an accident on the ramp. Still pretty busy on the FDR Drive South in the 70s with a crash there as well. Watch for slowdowns. Cross Bronx West at 3rd Avenue. It's a disabled vehicle. Inbound GWB down to 15. Over at the Lincoln 30. Holland still 30. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to the Garden State Parkway North by the Driscoll Bridge with a crash. And 287 North, exit 2 in Edison, a collision. 78 East, exit 45. A crash over there. And still pretty solid on the Cross County Westbound getting out toward the New York State Thruway. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhon with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
The Orange are in Pittsburgh tomorrow, looking to continue a 6-game winning streak against the Panthers. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off with Orange pregame at 6:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day, global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year, and that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-990-6947. That's 800-990-6947. 800-990-6947.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, hi. It's me, Joe Piscopo. We're having a party down the Hard Rock. I love it. Anthony, I'll talk to you in a second on the air. Thank you so much. This is Anthony Catronoso, is here, president and owner of the Steel Pier. Oh, there's my daughter Alex calling. I tell you, it's just a great board. It's very exciting. Can I stop everything and tell you about Della Russo? Because I know you think about LASIK. Should I get LASIK? Should I get it done? Should I not get it done? And Frankie, tell us, please. I saw something with Taylor Swift and Jimmy Fallon it was on the Fallon show, and she was about LASIK surgery, and she had like these goggles on. And when you go to Della Russo, you are in and you are out.
Well, exactly. First, there's two decisions you have to make. One is whether or not you should get LASIK surgery or not. To me, that's not even a decision, because the amount of money that I've saved in glasses and contact lenses over the years is
too
much. Used to be the worst. You're spending the night out somewhere, Atlantic City or something, and then you lose a contact lens, and you have to walk around half blind the entire rest of the weekend. It's a nightmare. So then, once you make that decision, the decision has to be, who do you go to, right? To me, that also shouldn't be a decision, because you see all these mills up there offering super cheap laser eye surgeries. I can't tell you how many people that I know that have been have had a tough time because they've gone to an irresponsible doctor. Dr. Del Russo, he's practically the guy that invented laser eye surgery.
Yeah, it's so true. And I'm going to give you the number for Dr. Del Russo. He invented it, and he's the expert, and he is the standard. Joseph Del Russo. By the way, over 98% of patients treated see 20/20, and the majority see better than that. So, and Dr. Della Russo and his staff over there do more than LASIK. They are the eye experts. They offer regular eye exams, frames, lenses, cataract screenings, removals, everything. Della Russo is an old-fashioned family practice with four centers, including Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and on Long Island. Trust only the best with your vision, please. Call Della Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Della Russo. 855-646-2020, 855-646-2020, or visit, please, DellaRusso.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Jason Nichols is in for Joe Lumberg. Joe's out in Arizona running that super marathon and biking that marathon. Jason, how are we doing weather-wise? It's pretty warm in New York surrounding area, yes?
Yeah, not quite as warm as yesterday, but still mild for this time of year. A lot of clouds around, more so than we had yesterday. And we'll see a little bit of rain and drizzle on occasion, probably right through the day tomorrow. Getting up to about 54 today, up near 50 for tomorrow. And there could be a brief period of steadier rain tomorrow night, and then as we get into Thursday, rain kind of winds down. We could see some sunshine returning in the afternoon, but it will be turning colder on Thursday. We'll have an early high on Thursday, about 47, but by the time everybody's heading home during the evening for the evening commute, it'll be down into the 30s. So.
I got a little bit of rain coming in today, though, you're saying, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of rain, drizzle. Most of the day probably is going to be dry, just a lot of clouds
all
around.
Right.
But shower on occasion.
All right, Jason. Thank you, brother. Yeah, Jason's in for Joe Lumberg. Joe's in Arizona, man. He's on his, what do you say, how many miles a day? 50, 70 miles a day. This guy's unbelievable on his bike.
Too
God
many.
Bless him. Oh, my gosh. God bless him, you know. Hey, we have Anthony Catronoso is president and owner of the Steel Pier, which is one of the great legendary attractions here in Atlantic City. We'll be talking with Anthony. Thomas Marinaro, he is the second vice chairman of LEED, president of Residential Home Funding. Thomas will join us. Stacey McCormick is here, board member of Law Enforcement Against Drugs. Proud to be here on behalf of LEED, Law Enforcement Against Drugs, as they say, on the street and in the classroom. We can see all the law enforcement officers around here helping out kids, stepping into classrooms, teaching them the dangers of drug addiction. LEED is the name of the organization, and we are at the Hard Rock with Frankie Five Boroughs. Albert is back in New York. Debbie is on the roads. And you could call if you want at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. Joe Piscopo, I'm home in Jersey, man, and I'm loving it right here in Atlantic City from the Hard Rock, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
48 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Metro North employee being hailed as a hero after he helped locate a 10-year-old girl that had been missing. It happened on January 14th after a train left Grand Central Terminal headed for North White Plains. Shortly past 11:30, conductor Nine and Jacob noticed the little girl was traveling alone, seemed both tired and confused. Jacobs, who denies he did anything special, spoke to his supervisors, arranged to drop the girl off with MTA police at the next stop. Howell, New Jersey, going to receive almost $5,500 in a grant from Sustainable Jersey to reclaim the Winston Park floodplain. The grant will be used to buy and plant more than 750 trees. Township officials say they want to plant the trees April 25th, which is Earth Day. In sports, Knicks beaten by the Rockets 123-112, Magic over the Nets 115-113.